I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Diva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
Hello and welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. This week we'll be updating you with what's been going on in the Super League, plus you can hear reaction from the Netball Europe Under-17 Championships which took place in Gibraltar, and of course we'll fill you in with the latest netball news.
Hi, I'm Gavs Marshall and this is The Netball Show with Mizuno.
Yeah, thanks Sasha, and congratulations go to the University of Hearts and the University of Birmingham first up, because they're both through to Big Bucks Wednesday, taking place in Nottingham on the 27th of March. Plenty of Super League players involved in both sides. Hearts beat Manchester Met 73-54 and Birmingham beat Bath 60-42. And the University of Hearts head coach is Mel Mansfield.
Oh, hi Andy, this is Mel. Just giving you a few of my thoughts from the Bucks win yesterday. I've had a few bit of time to think about it overnight and what we've achieved in the last five seasons at University of Hertfordshire, and it's actually pretty phenomenal. We've made the last three Bucks Championship finals. We are obviously champions from 2018, beating Bath in a very close final. We lost the final the previous year to Loughborough, so 2017. And this year, of course, we're going for a back-to-back title challenge. The previous seasons to that, 2015 was the first year that I joined the programme, and we won Division 1, not losing a game the entire season, won the Prem playoffs and then won the trophy final, interestingly, against Birmingham. So they'd had a similar story to us in that they'd also won promotion that year, won Division 1 in the North, and then won their playoffs to get to the trophy final. So that's the first time we met them. And when I think about how different the squad was then in 2015, with players that were not Super League players and terribly nervous about a big occasion and a Bucks final. And then I think of my squad in 2018 and 19, who are all Super League players from four different clubs, who to play in front of a crowd is an every week event. So I'm immensely proud of the University of Hertfordshire and the way they've supported the programme and netball, and they've chosen to just concentrate on a small number of performance sports, which has been hugely successful. And in fact, we had three women's teams in quarterfinals, two in semi-finals. Unfortunately, women's football lost yesterday away to Northumbria, and netball are flying the flag, and here we are again, about to prepare for Nottingham on the 27th of March. So, of course, really, really pleased. The cherry on the top is that we face predominantly a Wasps under 21 side, two of which I have in my squad, Chloe Essam and Beth Dix. So, huge rivalry between me and Danny for this game. Strange situation because we know each other so well and we know each of our players so well. I've also obviously got Sam May in my squad and ex-Wasps George Fisher. So it's going to be a mammoth game. Fran Williams is going to be key for them on the opposition. So I might just see if I can do a little bit of a restriction. No, I'm joking. I want them to play. This is great for netball. It's great for Wasps. And I think it just proves the point that Super League netball, the great feeder to that competition, as well as the 21s competition, is Bucks now, which is so competitive. And students buy themselves some time by going to a top university with a great netball programme, which means that they've got a foot in the door for Super League by the time they finish. So there are my thoughts. I've had a lot of stress in the last 2 weeks, what with Super League and Bucks, and it just goes on and on. But good stress, because I'm delighted that we're still in the running for this, and as well as some big Super League games coming up. We will prep well for this Bucks final. I just want to say finally a massive thank you to the University of Hertfordshire and the staff on the radiography programme, because they've allowed me to be flexible working for 3 months in order for me to do all of this. So it's great for the university that the University Netball team has done so well, it kind of supports the fact that it's okay for me to step away a little bit from my teaching. So I'm really grateful because they've not replaced me. Everyone's working really hard to do the things that I can't do. And I'll be back soon, fully in with you all in May. So I just want to thank the University of Hertfordshire for allowing me to concentrate on netball for a little while. Thank you. Bye.
Well done to everybody involved there.
Here are the results from round 9 of the Super League. Saracens Mavericks beat Strathclyde Sirens 68-38. Mavericks are second in the table currently, only just behind Wasps, who are back to winning ways after beating Midlands rivals Seven Stars 54-47. Rachel Dunn was pleased with her side's performance against Stars.
Definitely happy with the 3 points, and Stars played a great game today. I think there's some performance aspects we can still work on. I don't think we're 100% there yet. We're still building, which halfway through the season is a good place to be in. Got the points, but I think we can improve on a lot of things as well. Coming into this game, we did not underestimate them. They've got classy defenders down there who are very athletic, and we weren't quite on our ball. They were putting them into space where they could pick it up, so we kind of like worked on that in the second quarter. But it was a tough game out there. And they had some momentum swings, but I think defence turned a couple of crucial balls over, which we took down to goal, and then thankfully pulled out at the end. Oh, superb, the crowd! You can tell with the momentum shifts and when we got the intercepts, the crowd just lifts you. They're like another eighth player, so they were fab today. Wonderful week of Wasps here, back on the road against Loughborough, and that'll be another tough encounter because they've improved massively since we played them in the first round. So really looking forward to that battle.
And Marijke Holshausen from Stars has been looking back on the difference between that game against Mavericks and Sunday's away game against Wasps.
I think it was just an overall bad performance. I think every team in a season gets a bad performance like that, and against Mavericks just nothing worked for us and we didn't really fight hard, and we set some targets in our Wasps game and definitely improved on that, although we didn't get the win. We put up a much better performance against Wasps, not becoming complacent with a close loss, but working towards getting a win. And we really need to just be consistent in what we do. We do great stuff during matches. We just need to put that out for 60 minutes.
Obviously, the Pulse game at the start of the season was goal for goal. You were still away on international duty, I guess. Have you seen that game? And how do you think the team has changed since?
I've seen the game and I think we've improved so much from that first match. I think it was the first match of the season. A lot of nerves for these young girls. So we've definitely improved on court as a team in our structures, what we want to put out and our game plan. And I think we're just going to stick to that on Saturday and hopefully get a win.
And she also shared her thoughts on South Africa getting the World Cup in 2023.
The reaction has been amazing. It's so good for netball in South Africa, and I hope that sponsors will get on board now with a league back home, setting it up kind of like a Super League year. Everyone's just ecstatic and working hard towards 2023, and we hope we'll see some of you there.
Meanwhile, Lightning beat Dragons 70-57. A close match between London Pulse and Team Bath saw the Blue and Gold clinch a 4-goal victory, 64-60, and they sit just outside of the top four. Manchester Thunder beat Surrey Storm 66-42. They are in third place, just behind Mavericks, but on equal points, meaning the gap between the top three is slim.
Congratulations to Switzerland for taking gold in the Netball Europe Under-17 Challenge last weekend. Switzerland won all four of their matches against Gibraltar, Isle of Man, Malta and the Republic of Ireland. That means the Swiss teams will move up to the championship competition next year. Gibraltar won silver, Isle of Man came third and Republic of Ireland came fourth with Malta fifth. On Sunday there was a thrilling matchup. Gibraltar and the Republic of Ireland finished 32 all.
Chloe Hernandez, captain of Gibraltar and now captain of the silver medal team here at the championships. How do you feel?
Well, we had a really tough match today. Ireland has worked their butts off, I think, but we were able to catch up to them.
So 32 all in that game. Amazing result. How are the team feeling?
Well, at the beginning we were a bit confused because we didn't know what was going to happen, but we're really excited.
And it went from both ends. You were slightly ahead, the Irish were ahead. How did you manage to keep your composure and all the crowds were shouting and supporting?
Well, the crowd, I think, makes us a bit nervous, but we fight till the end and that's how we do it.
Sara Simon, captain of Ireland, What a game of netball you just put out there here in Gibraltar. How does it feel?
It feels great. We played our heart out and we're so happy with the performance. Despite the score, we're so happy and we're glad we played the game we said we'd play.
32 all in this match against Gibraltar, which we knew was the decider for the weekend. Your team has been amazing, the support's been amazing. What have you got to say to people who've been tuning in all weekend to watch you?
Just thank you so much for giving us the support we needed, and it's been great to have all the support around us, and it really helps bring up the spirit of the team as well.
And what will you all collectively take from this event? What have you enjoyed the most?
Just the experience and just being around everyone, the team, a new team, new crowd, just everyone's so great and everyone just supported each other. It's just been amazing.
Switzerland won the 2019 Netball Europe Under 17 Challenge, and their captain Ella Meyer gave her thoughts on the tournament.
So good, so proud of my team, like really so happy. It was a good match, very, very good.
And really competitive. You had some options out there on court. You ran the changes a little bit from yesterday. How did you prepare for the game? Because we knew this was going to be a key one this morning.
So we just went over things, and you know, we just really concentrated on our game plan. And yeah, we just stick to our game plan and just believe in ourselves.
So very similar score against Isle of Man from last year. So when you played them last October, it was 45-28, so not dissimilar. But the reward for winning the tournament today is you will now go and face the championship sides next March, England, Scotland, Wales and Emirates. How does that feel?
It feels amazing. I can't believe Switzerland's going to play against England and Scotland. It's really incredible. And I think it's going to really pick up the level in Switzerland, so it's great. It's really good for clubs. And yeah, it's just great. It's really good.
And you have been outstanding as captain all weekend. We've been immensely impressed by you and all your team and squad. So congratulations. Anything you'd like to say to people back home who might be watching?
I just really want to say thank you to the supporters. Anyone from local clubs, Minya Netball, thank you so much. And yeah, all the little girls watching. And I coach a few little girls, so I'm sure there's a few of them watching, and that's the next generation of Swiss netball and netball, actually. So it's just really great.
And there's a chance to watch all those games again online, youtube.com/netballeurope. And why not give them a follow on Twitter at the same time? They're at Netball Europe. Always good tournaments and definitely worth your support. And in the Prem, League One, Oldham champions yet again. Congratulations to you. And here's a special mention from Debbie Hallis.
Hi, this is Debbie Hallis from Oldham Netball Club. I just wanted to say a massive congratulations to my Premier League squad, who today became the Premier League Division 1 champions for the 7th year out of 8. Really proud of the squad. They've battled hard week in, week out. So proud of them all. And especially, it's been a great season to bring some youngsters through into the squad. And we can't wait to celebrate after our next game on the 24th of March. Well done, everyone.
Hi, this is Emily Golvin. I'm a Super League netball player for Surrey Storm and also playing Turnford's Prem team. This Easter holiday, myself, George Fisher and Zara Everett are all coaching specialist technical sessions at Turnford Masterclass Camps. These are open to netballers in school years 7 to 11 and are running from Monday the 8th of April to Friday the 12th. If you want to find out more information, please head to Turnford's Twitter, at TurnfordNC, where there are details on how to book your place.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom.
That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
This is the Netball Show with Mizuno. As the England Netball Heritage Archive opens in Huddersfield ahead of the World Cup in Liverpool, we're going to hear from England Netball President Lindsay Sartori, who's been telling us more about her role and the importance of the archive for future generations.
I've been England Netball President for the last 4 years. My role is to
represent the interests of the membership and the participants in netball, and that's everybody, administrators, officials, players, the whole works, on a very informal basis. So I don't have any legal responsibilities apart from to support the board in protecting the heritage of the game and the legacy of the game and the values of the game. So that's what I do. I usually turn up to events as completely diverse from the National Schools Tournament in Welland in a couple of weeks' time. I am going to the Armed Services Combined Annual Tournament. I have given the Australian team their medals in front of a packed crowd at the Copper Box.
Were you nervous?
And the main thing is that always reminds me, they are so tall. They are so tall. So I am a little bit nervous that I'm going to get it over their heads without me standing on tiptoes, but they're very, very nice and polite. But it's very diverse. I love every moment of it. And I just like, sometimes I'm sitting on the side just chatting to parents who have, so Netball Europe, for example, you had a lot of parents who were there at an international event for the first time with their 16-year-old, even younger, some of them, over the last weekend, just getting excited about the possibility of them being roses in the future. So I am interested and enthusiastic about all things netball.
And being based in London in the southeast as well, aren't you? So that would have included the world record attempt, wouldn't it?
It did. Gosh. That was an interesting weekend. Can I remember all the details of it? It was based in Whitechapel, Sports Centre in Whitechapel, and we had to have continuous netball playing to beat the netball world record. And we wanted to do over 90 hours of that because it was part of the celebrations for England Netball's 90th birthday. So I was there for not as long as many, but I did about three stints there. At about 1 o'clock in the morning, I think I remember umpiring just to keep the game moving because so many of the people who were taking part had been going for such a long period of time. I remember putting out on a Saturday night some emergency tweets and items on Facebook, and then in the next morning people were queuing up to come in to be part of the final, I think it was about the final 24 hours, and they all came along because we had some gaps, we didn't have enough teams, but teams came from all over the country, came down to play at all unusual hours because it was a 24 hour continuous thing. And we also got the Guinness Book of Records medal and certificate for doing that. So a big effort by lots of people involved, and just one of the things that we did for the 90th anniversary of England Netball.
Am I right in thinking you'll be involved with the Golden Globes and Volunteer of the Year awards as well?
Yes, that one of the responsibilities, a delightful one I have to say, of the president is to chair the Golden Globes Awards Committee. So it's an annual event where all parts of the country nominate, have their own competitions actually, or their own nominations and nomination panels. They then put forward their winners. Many of the regions have Golden Globe events where they will do a proper presentation. Then their winners then come forward to the National Golden Globe Awards evening, which takes place usually in mid-September. This year, though, it is taking place in the middle of the Netball World Championships in Liverpool, many of whom do not know that they're going to win. And it is just delightful. And we like to say well done to volunteers that have done so much. So, and so do the Roses as well. So Tracy is almost always at these events, as many of the national team will be there. And for volunteers to receive their awards for what are often tremendous number of years service in lots of different ways to netball, to receive it from one of the Roses is absolutely fantastic. So it's a very rewarding and very important part of England Netball's year, the Golden Globe Awards.
And maybe not just the Com Games Gold, but your time being involved with the sport as well. You must have seen that increase in uptake and participation as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think when I first joined the board, which was in the early 2000s, We were trying to get membership above 50, maybe 60,000. Post the Commonwealth Games, our membership and participation, or increased participation, is over 130,000, so more than doubling in what must be, I suppose, 10, 15 years. A lot of that, though, has come in the last 4 or 5 years from the increased exposure of netball on television. So the Super League, it started off gently and quietly, and now is one of the major sporting events, I think, in the country. And we are having foreign players coming over here, as much as our players are going over to Australia and New Zealand. So the Super League is the primary showcase for our game outside of the international tournaments. So yes, and that helps youngsters see netball very close too. When I started out looking at netball, it was maybe one or two opportunities every 2 or 3 years to actually see the game live at the national standard. And so nowadays youngsters can see it almost every week and then go to the big events. We have quite a lot of internationals every year. You can get very close to the side of the court. You can go and get autographs. It's a tremendously different environment to get inspired. And that's the point, I think. All of this promotion from all parts of the country and indeed the world of netball means that young girls can see what they can aspire to, what they can achieve themselves when they're of an age to be in the national team. So that's, I think, the main contributor to the increased numbers. And that goal, so many people saw Helen Housby's goal and they turned around and thought, gosh, this is a good, exciting game. Why have we just thought it was all about school netball?
The walk-in netball would have obviously contributed to that. They did a big, massive showcase at the arena ahead of the Stars game, and Becky wrote us some information on that on the blog part of the website. So, shameless plug, if you haven't been there, go and have a read of that because it's really interesting.
I will, and the partnership that we have with the WI and Walking Netball, again, another event over the last month that I've attended to support the launch by the WI of their highly successful program for getting active and for getting women active, possibly more of them later in life. And Walking Netball was the perfect partnership for them. And we had a wonderful afternoon where the most memorable thing, if you haven't seen a walking netball game, is the great fun everybody has. And I know that one of the values of netball is about having fun. And if you can't have fun, you don't want to take part. Whatever age you are, you need to have fun. And these walking netballers, they certainly have fun. Whether they can play as well as they would like to, whether their legs do what their brains want them to do, it doesn't matter. That they have really good fun, teamwork. And that's what the game's all about. And so, yes, you're right, walking netball has contributed to the number of participants as well. And why not?
In other news, Jeeva Mentor has spoken out about her personal turmoil while going through the most successful part of her career upon winning the Commonwealth Games last year. The article is on Player's Voice, and it's definitely worth a read. If you don't love Jeeva already, you certainly will now. Online at thenetballshow.co.uk, our new blogs this week include Manchester Thunder's Kerry Almond and her travelling habits, and Commonwealth Games gold medalist Jodie Gibson brings us up to date with her injury progress to getting back on court. And Knights Men's have opened up their registration ahead of their trials. Check it out on Knights Netball on Twitter.
Thanks, Sasha. You're not joking. Plenty going on. Thenetballshow.co.uk. Something going on at your club as well, send us a DM. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter. Just before we go, time to have a look at the next round's fixtures. Here is round 10.
In round 10, we'll have a feisty game between last year's finalists, Wasps and Loughborough Lightning, and that game will be live on Sky Sports on Monday at 7 p.m. Another hotly contested game will be on Saturday between Mavericks and Thunder. There's very little separating these two teams now, so the on-court battles will be entertaining, to say the least. Baths play Celtic Dragons at 5 p.m. on Saturday, Storm take on Sirens at 6 p.m, and Pulse battle it out with Seven Stars at 7 p.m. Thanks for listening. Do get in touch and don't forget to leave us a review.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to go on the winning toll, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Judah Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.